The community of Marigold Circle are sick and tired of the escalating crime rate in the area. Local community members are taking matters into their own hands, but have they bitten off more than they can chew? Lotus FM presents Marigold Circle by Rory Booth and Jayan Mudley.
You agreed to the carrots for the salad, Fatima?
Yeah, I just have to slice the cucumber.
Auntie Maggie, it's me, Natasha.
Oh, she's here.
Coming, Ma!
Hello, Auntie Maggie.
How are you, my baby?
I'm okay. Hello, Auntie Fatima.
Hello, darling. You came just in time. Everything is nice and hot. And you must be so tired, too. Just take off your coat and come and relax with us.
It smells delicious in here. What did you two cook for me? Fresh chicken curry? My favorite. You aunties are the best. I've been feeling so depressed and down the entire day. In fact, I've hardly eaten anything.
We know you're having a hard time. That's why we wanted to cook for you. Plus, too, you're so thin. If you carry on like this, you might disappear.
Let me dish out. I'm starving.
So how is Nirian, Ma?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in a while. All this is just too much for me. You know, we had the perfect courtship. Who would have known what was lying in store for me? I mean, we hear so many horror stories. I just didn't think that our marriage would add to the list.
You're not missing him.
Of course I am. More than anything. But I'm equally hurt and angry about him not owning up to the earring. And he's always been so honest. To think he waited to get married and then start his nonsense? This food is heaven.
We know. But Natasha, we called you for lunch because there's something we wanted to tell you.
Oh my, is it serious? Why are you both looking at each other like that? You're making me worried. Please, I really can't handle much more bad news.
Well, yeah, it is serious.
Oh my gosh, please don't tell me that one of you is dying.
No, not that, man. Although that can happen anytime, we're so old.
Speak for yourself, Fatima. I know that I'm going to reach 90. I've always felt it in my bones that I'm very strong.
No, we called you because we wanted to talk to you about Nirian. We just wanted to ask if you ever thought that the earring could belong to the person who robbed the house. We had a community meeting and Billy said there was more than one robber and that one of them could be a woman.
And that the person knows the area well. So then Fatima and I found out the other day that one of our community members, let's call him Terry, because we promised we won't tell anyone what he does. Now Terry dresses up like one auntie behind closed doors. So Fatima and I are thinking that the earring could be his and that he is one of the crooks who helps Spears.
Are you talking about Terence, who owns the tuck shop? Surely you're joking. He's completely harmless. He's like the sweetest man ever.
I would be breaking my promise if I told you that it was Terence.
You just told me.
No, but I said Terry. I didn't say Terence. You said that.
Do you really think that it could have been the robber's earring?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no. In that case, I've accused Nirian wrongly. I was so stressed and traumatized from the break-in. I guess it clouded my judgment and didn't allow me to think that the earring could have come from the people who broke in.
Don't cry, darling. That's why we called you. You can still fix everything.
But how? He must be so upset with me for not trusting him. I should have trusted my instincts that he would never cheat on me.
Don't worry, Natasha. We know exactly how you're going to get Nirian back.
How?
Why are you crying? Is the curry too hot? Or cause you thinking about Nirian?
Keep quiet, Fatima.
Sorry.
Sia, Fatima and I are going to teach you how to cook mutton curry for Nirian. Cause you know, the key to a man's heart is through his stomach.
And if you're a good cook, your husband will never look in another woman's pot.
Are you like this, Bilal? I went to the shop to buy bread and milk and ended up buying a quarter chicken tikka takeaway.
Hey, nothing beats a tikka anytime, bro. Especially the real deal from the Pakistanis.
Hey, you're right. It's food heaven, I tell you. You gotta just reach out for it.
But check here. Let me tell you something.
Wait, before that. Bilal, there's something I have to chun with you about. There's no one else I can chun because it's very confidential, but it might be linked to the robberies.
The robberies? What kind?
The other night during the community watch, I checked Terence in his backyard dancing. Well, actually, I didn't see him personally, but two very solid witnesses saw him dancing to loud Bollywood music.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? We all need to let off some steam every now and then. Give the man a break.
He was wearing his wife's sari.
Don't play.
I'm tuning you.
So what exactly does this mean?
I think he just likes wearing ladies' clothing. I mean, each person has their own habits. I've got no problem with it.
Okay. That's hectic, man. You think you know a person. So now, what does this have to do with the robberies?
Well, your ma and Auntie Maggie said if Terence likes wearing ladies' clothing, what if the earring found in Irene and Natasha's house belongs to him?
Hey, bully, I don't know. Terence has been an elder in the community for as long as I can remember. We've all known him for like donkey's years, and he's always been so helpful. Besides, I've always felt like I can trust him with just about anything.
Yeah, but you know, it's always the ones we least expect. As an ex-cop, I've learned to trust nobody. That's the first rule. What if he's just acting like a nice guy and he's running this crime syndicate behind closed doors, disguised as a lady and breaking into houses? I mean, it's the perfect cover-up.
That's one serious theory. Here's our tikka. Thank you. So what are you going to do about this, Billy?
First things first, I have to chow the tikka now. The fro gets angry when I chow takeaway when she already cooked at home.
No, man. What you going to do about Terence?
I'll just have to chun him straight and ask him.
That's not going to be an easy task. What if he reacts violently? Let me come with you. We'll sit down and explain everything in a nice, logical manner and just see what happens.
You know, a good cop will just know from somebody's body language if they're hiding something or if they're guilty.
Then we'll make a good team. I'll ask the questions and do the explaining, and you do the observing.
No offense, but I'm not sure. I was quite set on going solo with this one, especially because it's Terence.
I'm here if you need me. Give it some thought and let me know.
Okay, yes, I know. I'll lock everything, don't worry. Enjoy the movie. Bye. Go, 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 parentals. Sure, I never thought I'd get rid of them. Sorry about my dad and all of his 10,000 safety instructions before he goes anywhere.
Ah, your dad's so sweet though. It's so cool how he dotes on you.
He's manic, I tell you. It can get a bit much.
I just think that you're lucky to have him.
Do you and your dad not get along?
My dad passed away when I was little. I can't remember much about him. Just a few snippets come back to me here and there. I wish I had more time with him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. He died so suddenly though. He was such an active guy. And then one day after supper, he just dropped dead right in front of my mother. A massive heart attack. He was only 35, and so everyone was in complete shock.
How old were you, Prish?
Just 5. At least I have some photos. The sad part is that each year I feel like I'm forgetting a little bit more.
That's horrible. You must think about him a lot.
All the time. Anyway, let's save all the tears for Bollywood. I brought something to get us in the mood. Ta-da!
Rosé! My favorite!
Wait, don't you have a younger brother?
Yes, but he's having a sleepover at his friend's place. So we have the whole house to ourselves for the next couple of hours.
Awesome!
I'll get us some wine glasses.
What are we going to watch first?
I was thinking Kal Hona Ho to start. That's a real tearjerker.
It's a good thing I brought tissues. I can watch this movie over and over and never tire of it. It's like every time I watch it, it's the first time. It has that power over me.
Me too. So shall we have something to eat, or are you ready for movie number two? My mom left us some food and there's plenty of junk food in the cupboard, if you're in the mood.
What does Kalona Ho mean again?
Tomorrow may never come. So like, we should make the most of today.
That's so true. It's so sad when you hear of love not working out. Like when Niren and Natasha. Shame. I feel so sorry for those newlyweds. Imagine being all excited to start your life together and then everything falls apart, like right at the beginning.
Well, whatever's today may not be tomorrow.
Yep. And he was really so stupid, bringing a girlfriend to his house. And she has to be so careless too, dropping an earring in the bed. I mean, really, everyone spoke about that earring. Apparently, it was gorgeous. I wish I had seen it, even if it was just a glimpse.
OMG. Do you want to see the earring?
Are you kidding? Anything would blink for me. But wait, isn't it a piece of evidence that has fingerprints and stuff on it? And how do you know where it is?
It's been to the station already and they found nothing. Apparently, even the police think that it belonged to Niren's girlfriend. Niren and Natasha refused to take it. And my dad thinks he's Sherlock Holmes and is conducting his own investigation. Come upstairs. I know the password to my dad's safe.
Chris, I don't think this is a good idea.
Just come. No one will know anything. I know you're dying to see it. Bingo. I always memorize numbers to the tune of Bollywood songs. Can you guess which song I just sang?
Kuch Kuch Hota Hai.
Correct. If you got that wrong, I wouldn't have shown you the earring. So tonight's your lucky night.
Even non-Bollywood fans know that song.
Lol, I know. Well, here it is.
Gosh, it's beautiful.
Shiny, eh? Here, put it on.
No, are you mad?
Come on, man. No one's gonna know. Besides, when will you get a chance to put on a 50,000 rand earring? Kal ho na ho, remember?
Okay. There.
OMG! So beautiful! It really suits you.
Really?
Here, let's take a selfie.
Are you crazy? If the pic gets out, we'll be in deep trouble.
No one's gonna see it. It's just between the two of us. Smile! See? Amaze, right?
Yeah. It's okay. But there's something wrong with this picture.
I know. I should have stayed out of it.
No! Our wine glasses are empty. Let's do one saying cheers.
You wait there. Refill coming right up.
Now's my chance. Mom owes me big time after this. Real earring off, fake earring on. Real earring in the pocket, done. Shoo!
I'm back!
That was quick.
Here you go. Let's get this photo done properly. It's gonna be our souvenir of our special Bollywood marathon. Here's your wine.
Thank you. Here. Put the earring back in case your dad gets back.
Good idea. He'll have a hissy fit if he knows I've even touched it. So please be extra careful not to let anyone near your phone.
Everyone knows not to touch my phone. Nothing to worry about.
Thank you for joining Lotus FM's Marigold Circle by Rory Booth and Jayan Mudli. Keep listening to find out what happens in the next exciting episode.